This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Afghan government in Kabul will be fighting for its life and could well fall to the Taliban after the United States completes its military withdrawal from the country in August, according to a U.S. government watchdog charged with monitoring events on the ground there. Despite a series of cautiously optimistic assessments by high-ranking U.S. military officials and Afghan leaders, a new report from the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction described the situation as bleak and echoes concerns that Afghan security forces are not ready to mount a meaningful resistance. Ever since President Biden announced in April that American combat troops would leave Afghanistan, U.S. officials have been careful not to minimize the challenge facing the Afghan government. The report by the watchdog group, however, warns the Taliban have provided no reason to believe they will ease off on their attacks. So a lawyer for the first person convicted under Hong Kong's national security law asked Thursday for no more than 10 years in prison instead of the possible life sentence. The case is being closely watched as China's ruling Communist Party tries to crush a pro-democracy movement in Hong Kong. Tong Ying Kit was convicted Tuesday of inciting secession and terrorism for driving his motorcycle into a group of police officers last year, pro-democracy's rally, while carrying a flag bearing the band slogan, "Liberate Hong Kong, Revolution of Our Times." Hong Kong's High Court said Tong will be sentenced on Friday.